You know that social media is the new way to communicate, but then you hear stories about feds who get in trouble for what they've said online, and it makes you wonder whether Government 2.0 is worth it. Well, John Palguta is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service, and he joins us now live with some tips for putting brain power into your social media life. John, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Amy and Tom. Always a pleasure to be here.
So how can feds be sure that they're saying the right thing or not saying the wrong thing online?
Well, first of all, as you said at the intro, Amy, social media, which is Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Flickr, that is actually a very good way, used properly, a very good way to communicate to the public for government. I've seen agency heads on YouTube communicating not only to the general public, but also communicating to their own employees. So it's a very useful tool, and it helps provide transparency in government, but it can be misused. And sometimes we can provide too much or the wrong kind of information, as Congressman Wiener recently found out. So to help here, the General Services Administration has actually issued a guide to official use of social media. It's available on, it came out in April. It's available on their website for download. It's the Social Media Navigator. And they've actually issued some, some very good common sense guidelines on how to use social media in an official government capacity well. And there's six takeaways here, and I can run through those very quickly. One, first, obviously, if you're going to start using social media, get official permission if you're going to use it in an official capacity. GSA, for example, has actually negotiated agreements for use with YouTube and Facebook, Twitter, and several others. So they have an official channel there. But talk with your chief information officer, your public affairs office. Make sure folks know and are fine with you using social media in the way you plan to use it. That's number one. Number two, this is a different way of communicating, and it's a very fast way. You can't post things for comment and then check it a week later. People expect to have a real conversation. They expect feedback. So you have to make a commitment in time and people to monitor and engage and respond to particularly members of the public who are using the social media channels you set up for the agency. Number three, big difference between official use and personal use. That should be clear, but if you have any question at all, check with somebody in the organization. If you're on the job, the social media is for official use only. You don't start posting your personal things, obviously, but sometimes the obvious gets overlooked. Number four, minimize the risk to your agency by checking your security standards. You just mentioned the Senate site being hacked and so on. Make sure that you're not only you're using secure networks and channels, but this kind of goes back to that personal use thing. But make sure you're not endorsing anything. You're there in your official capacity. You're talking to the public. You're not in the business of endorsing any particular product or service or what have you. So just keep that in mind. There's also a requirement in government that we use plain English, and that we make sure our communications are accessible to people with disabilities. So your IT office, your CIO can help you there.
Section 508, in other words.
It's Section 508, exactly, Tom. And then finally, we saw the debates last night. It's many months away, but we're getting into the political season. There's some Hatch Act restrictions. You may not, should not, as a federal employee, obviously be endorsing any candidate or any political position. You're neutral, so just make sure that doesn't somehow slip in to use of social media.
And we're speaking with John Palguda from the Partnership for Public Service. So it sounds like, speaking of election season, I guess it kind of got underway last night a little bit on television,
right,
that if you want to tout one candidate or another, and you want to do it personally, you should probably have a different account for Twitter or Facebook or whatever social medium you use than the one you would use in your official capacity.
Absolutely, Tom. I mean, you know, and, you know, people believe that there's a, you know, political predisposition of one party or another among federal employees, but actually it's pretty evenly divided based on, you know, some of the research that's been done. But the you know, in the job, when you're on official business, federal employees are neutrals. You know, they don't take, may not take, as a federal employee in their official capacity, a position on any political candidate or any political positions out there. And so you got to be really careful if you're using social media, which is a very fast-paced way of communicating sometimes, make sure that none of that, nothing of a partisan nature is slipping in.
Adding a little bit of complication to this, you've said several times that when you're on the job in your official capacity, you can and cannot do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
How do you know when you're on the job?
Oh, good point, Amy, because with, you know, telecommuting and flexible work hours and all that, you know, it blurs a bit. But I think, you know, just you have to have this mental filter in your head that says, you know, look, I'm communicating or I'm posting something, I'm responding to something, and I'm doing it as a federal employee. It's work-related. That's... You know, I'm on the job, whatever time of day. It may be 2 o'clock in the morning, but you're on the job. And then you've got your own personal accounts, and that's probably the best way. You know, if you want to, you know, still use Twitter and have your own Facebook page and all that, that's great. But that's your personal accounts, and you know, when you're using those, you're off the job. So I think you have to make a pretty clear distinction. And you're right, it's not a particular time of day. You're not clocking in, clocking out. If you're using anything that's linked to your job, it's job related.